This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is Tech Talk time. If you're having problems with that computer, hardware, software, a printer, whatever, Doug's the man, and he is joining us now. And the phone number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. If you call the studio, producer Carrie Klatt will pick up the phone. If you text, it'll come right into the studio, and we'll get you right on the air on what is a gorgeous September day. Doug, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I am. I am indeed, Stevie. And how about you?
Yeah, really good. Great weather. I've got a lot of work to do. The leaves aren't quite falling yet, but some of the trees are already starting to turn. It is amazing. That could be part of the drought. We did get a little bit of rain, but certainly not enough. And it looks like we're going to go into another dry spell as well. Doug, always a good time to get maintenance done on your computer, get things done, get it cleaned up. And to open the show today, I wanted to talk about cleaning up your computer, keeping it running as well as it can. You know, a tune-up, if you will, or an oil change for your car. We all do those maintenance items on other things, but people maybe just neglect their computer a little bit. What do you recommend for maintenance on a computer?
Well, you know, we talk an awful lot about optimizing your drive. So if you've got a hard drive, most systems do, just open up your Windows Explorer and right-click on Drive C, slide down, left-click Properties, and find the Tools and run an Optimize. And it's with an SSD drive, it's very, very fast. It doesn't need a whole lot of cleanup. And then, of course, we always talk about Pervasor, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R, and it's Pervasor.com. I love this tool. This thing from top to bottom is absolutely top shelf. And something we don't mention very often, but I think it's a good thing to think about and do, and that's file organization. The cleaner your file system is, just the better it runs. But between those three, your system should run and run and run.
Yeah, and what are some of the things that Provisor does? You've mentioned that program before, but when you do run it, what does it do? How often should you do it?
You know, this program goes way deep, and it does it. You set it up so it'll run on a single click. You can also set it up to run on a schedule. I think that if you're on your computer 6-8 hours a day, you're going to want to be running this once a week. If you're running less than that, maybe twice a month, possibly even once a month. And after a while, you'll get kind of a feel. Your computer just seems a little sluggish, and sometimes your internet will speed up and slow down. It has no bearing on your computer, so, you know, kind of be conscious of that as well. But once you think it's slowing down, just give it that button and go. Some of the things that it does that I've never seen before. One in particular is it cleans the Windows shell bags. And I'd like to take enough time to explain that, but as you know, we're limited. And if you want to read about that, it's great. Of course, your temporary files are cleaned, and all your caching, and you set this thing up to just run, to run by itself. And you can also turn it on if you're running it manual. You can set it up in such a way to where you open up the program, tell it to scan, and there's a little box down there that says shut off when complete. So you can actually just pop this thing on, tell it to run as you're heading off to bed or to go watch TV or whatnot, and it'll take care of itself. It'll shut your system down when it's done. I love this program. And, you know, we used to push Revo Uninstaller quite a bit. But if you're uninstalling programs today, I actually am pushing a program called Geek Uninstaller. And one of the big reasons for that is the gentleman that wrote this program lives here in Minnesota. I love doing business local. But those things, you do those, and your computer should just run like the wind.
Yeah, another thing that came up, and I was sitting in a waiting room waiting for my daughter to get done with an appointment. And I said, you know what, why don't I take a look at photos and videos on my phone? And I didn't realize it, and it has been a while. I had a lot of dupes and a lot of videos that were maybe taken by mistake, little 15-second videos. And I went through and cleaned all those up and got rid of all of those. And I didn't get rid of anything, and I back up all the photos on my phone, on my iCloud account. But it was a good feeling. And these devices don't have unlimited storage, and photos and particularly videos take up a lot of space. I use my phone a lot to take a picture of something at work, so when I get back to my desk, I remember the model number, or I remember something I need to order, or something I need to check on an inventory item, and sometimes I forget to delete those. Well, I don't need that picture anymore. I'm done with it. So cleaning up photos and videos on your phone or a tablet is huge.
Well, what a coincidence. I just went through this myself this week. You know, I looked at, I got photos from like 3 years ago, pictures I took for customers, set up a shared folder, and after they're done, should have been deleted. Now, I saved the majority of mine up in Google Drive, so it doesn't really take any space off the phone as long as I delete it off the phone. I also have been neglecting it, and here we are giving people advice, and it's difficult to keep up with all of it. Sometimes you just kind of slips your mind and you put it aside, but it really is important. That's a good point, those photos and movies on your phone. That was an excellent topic.
Yeah, no doubt. It takes a few minutes. So if you're in a waiting room or you're in another spot where you're killing time, so to speak, that is a great, great exercise to get that cleaned up on your phone. Because, once again, you don't have unlimited storage, and why keep it if you don't need it?
So exactly.
214, Tech Talk underway. Couple of ways to get in on the program. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And you can call the studio. You'll visit with Carrie, our producer, or you can text. That'll get you right into the studio. And let's start with the text from our text line. I have an older Windows 7 desktop. Is there anything I can do to upgrade to Windows 11, or is that too big a jump?
It's very possible. If you have one of these machines that are not deemed by Microsoft to be new enough to run Windows 11, you're going to have to jump through some serious hoops. I would suggest before you go that far that you do a test drive with Linux and see how that goes for you. And there's many distributions that will work. You put together the right distribution for your hardware is really kind of the approach you want to take with that. But once you get an install put together on either a DVD or a USB drive and figure out how to get your computer to boot from an external drive, you can give it a test drive. You don't even have to install it. I think you'll be impressed. I really do. And by the way, Linux Mint 21 came out about, I think, 3.5 weeks ago. What a lovely operating system. It's fast. It's clean. Installs almost by itself. It's just incredible. I would recommend that first. Now, if you absolutely want 11, it's going to take a little research, but it can be done. And I believe it can, and it should be. It's your computer. You should be able to do with it what you want.
Doug, here's a good one. People use Provisor on the text line, and this particular user says, when they run it, it clears all my auto-filled passwords for websites. Is that normal, or can I turn that feature off?
You can. During the install and afterwards, on the main menu, it talks about options and advanced options. Run through your options again, and this time go a little bit slower. When you first hit that screen, instead of accepting basic user, have it select advanced. And that gives you a lot more control over those things. But, yeah, that's something you don't want to have happen. Is you don't want to delete anything that it's not supposed to. The password thing, you can bypass that pervasor. And if you have a problem with that, give me a call, and I'll walk you right through it sometime next week.
All right, very good, because that is a handy feature. You know, if you've got your passwords automatically popping up for banking, et cetera, it is super convenient. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick in Cottage Grove. Dick is joining us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Good to visit with you, Dick.
Hey, good. I'm an old fan and friend of you guys, and I got a problem I got to present to you, please.
Okay.
All right, computer works fine. I put Google on the screen, and I go to my favorite videos, usually music, etc. The little circle that spins on a black screen, and that's where it stops. I don't get no pop-up of the videos. And I unplugged the modem like they told me to do and put it back in. Made no difference. So right now I can't get my videos.
The first thing I would suggest to you is that you download a couple of different browsers. If you don't have Firefox, get that immediately. If you don't have Brave, the Brave browser, get that also. I think that your computer might just be a prime example of where Pervasor may actually help. In addition to that, without actually looking at your full system, I'm really kind of hesitant to talk about this, but if you don't have enough bandwidth, and lately, last week or so, the internet has just been flooded. I'm not sure why, whether it's the weather or people are vacationing or what. Well, I'm still working at home, of course, but it's really been busy, which will slow down everybody's connection in turn. So you might want to check your speed with your internet provider, but if you've got a good speed, then it's time to clean house. In addition, after that, if that doesn't help, I would recommend that you go to speedguide.net, speedguide.net. There's a whole section on there on tuning your internet progress. Now, Microsoft claims you're not supposed to touch anything in Windows 10. I find that this particular procedure of, and it gets pretty intricate, but you can follow it. It's not that difficult. It makes a huge difference. I got almost 25% increase from a brand new Windows 10 machine not too long ago by using the techniques at speedguide.net. Wonderful website. Absolutely wonderful.
All right, very good. And before we go to break, the site is provisor.com, P-R-I-V-A-Z-E-R. We'll do it again later on in the program for people that need to write that down. Quick break. We'll come back with Morton Tech Talk. We'll go to John in Cottage Grove as well. A couple of calls right out of the gate from Cottage Grove. And we'll jump back to the text line as well here on Tech Talk, a News Talk, 830-WCCO.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tech Talk on a lovely Saturday in September. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is the city's one plumbing talk and text line here at News Talk 830-WCCO. And let's go right back to that line right now. And Carrie mentioned this earlier before the break. I had it wrong. It's John in Montrose. John, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. I got a monitor question. My monitor died. I went out and bought a new one. It's an ONN. I hooked it up, and my whole image is shifted to the right by about 4 inches. I've got a big black area on the left that I can't get rid of, and some of the stuff on the right of my image is not visible. What do I do?
You know, this is actually more difficult than people realize. With monitors, when you first configure those, you got to get your hardware first. There's probably a menu system in your monitor that will automatically adjust to that. And then from there, then you go to the software, whatever you're using for a driver. And your video card as well will need to be reset. Now, most monitors in that menu system are run by the button, so check your book. I can't imagine it being that far off. That's way off. Makes me wonder if you don't have the wrong refresh rate. And that also will change things. Plug and play to this day is not quite a perfect, it's just not a perfect science quite yet. But that's doable. And if you don't get it through the hardware first and then the software, give me a call and I'll see if I can't help you out. And thank you for the call, John.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program per custom. Doug's phone number and email a little bit later on. Our number is 651-461-9226 if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever. And here's a text from the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. I need a laptop for pictures, internet, Word, docs, etc. What do you recommend, Doug? There's a lot of good equipment out there, varying price points. What do you got?
If you're looking for something simple, I'd be looking at a Chromebook. I really would. There's some controversy with end of life with those, but they're well worth the money. Even with and I think they're going for a 5, a 6, or an 8 year period, depending on the machine you purchase. I don't know how they're determining it yet. I can't quite figure it out. Now, if you need more power, then you got to step up a little bit. And laptops today, there is a plethora of them. If you want one that's like way long-lasting and you can really rely on it, I would suggest that you get into the HP Business Line. The Business Line is a cut above, comes with a 3-year warranty, and they perform on their warranties. Usually a 2-day turnaround if you ever need it, but it's highly unlikely you don't need it. In addition to that, Your HP will come with Woof Security. And I love this program, this product. This is, I think this is a game changer coming up in computers all the way around. I'm thinking, too, that HP will allow other brands of computers to use Woof Security. I registered one last week, and it went just smooth as silk. So, and that was a custom build. They have no name whatsoever. They let me pop it right on there for them. But that, your alternatives are just endless, absolutely endless. I would suggest that you run out to Micro Center. They've got a full line on display. Play with them and find out what's comfortable for size, weight, and the keyboard and that kind of thing. And then start shopping for that specific model and see if you can save yourself some dollars. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, and I'll go back to the Chromebook. What they described, pretty straightforward. Some picture, internet, Word docs. You're going to find that all. It's not going to be Word. It's going to be Google Docs, and you need to get familiar with that. But it is very similar, and certainly if you have old Word docs or someone sends you a Word doc, that Google Docs will handle that. But it is a really good starting point. I just am sold on it. And end of life, once again, sitting right in front of me right now, is a Chromebook that's got to be 6 years old and it's running just fine. Now, right. At some point, I may get a message that says, hey, it's no good. That piece of equipment doesn't owe me a nickel. It doesn't owe me a nickel.
No, and over and above that, too, if you're a Chromebook owner and you get a notice that it's time to go cloud ready, accept that. If you go cloud ready, you can automatically shift to Chrome OS Flex. And I think it's $30 a year or $20 a year, something like that. And then you've got a perpetual machine. So yeah. They're creating alternatives there, which is a good thing. And I like that. So, yeah, anything that this texter mentioned, that Chromebook will handle. Yeah. And the Word and the spreadsheet, they really are completely compatible with nearly every Office package I know of.
Yeah. It really is. Don't worry. It takes a little time, a little getting used to. There is a bit of a different look. All right, let's jump back on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We bring in Terry and Blaine. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone, or is it feasible to replace the batteries in just like a $130 tablet?
But yeah, as long as it doesn't have closed architecture, and very few devices today have closed architecture, but yes, I've changed many of those that seem that you can't get into them, but if you can get a hold of a service manual or find something on YouTube, make sure it's qualified, absolutely. Yeah, and I think the last one I bought, it seems to me, was like $32, and popped it in, and it had 10 hours of battery life running, and I think almost 40 on standby in a tablet. Wow. These tablets have a place in the world as well.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people around town that do them, Batteries Plus. I pick up a lot of stuff at Batteries Plus. But there's a lot of retailers around town that will work on this stuff, and it's relatively affordable. Like swapping out a battery, they'll quote you up front, or if you've got a cracked screen on a smartphone or a tablet, they can usually swap those out. It's pretty straightforward. But it gets back to what we talked about. We're coming up on the weather break, Doug. Repair is a good thing because if it's running fine and it just needs a battery, that's not a big deal. No reason to buy brand new.
Well, I agree. I completely agree. Keep those landfills to a minimum. It's not going to go away, so we need to be responsible about Mother Earth.
Yeah, for sure, and swapping out a battery should be relatively affordable. 2:31, quick break here on Tech Talk. We'll have the weather momentarily, and then more with Doug. Here's the number, 651-461-9226. Keep that handy. It's good for all our programs here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, it is the quickest hour of the week. Here on News Talk 830-WCCO, 651-461-9226. You can connect with us here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And we have a lot of texts lined up, and we're going to get there. But there is still time for you to get in on the program today. Hey, here's a good one, Doug. Have you heard anything more about Windows 12?
Oh, they're talking about it. You know, I don't think they're as happy with Windows 11 as they had anticipated. But, yeah, Windows 12 is in the works. They're kind of hush-hush, but, yeah, I anticipate that to hit sometime next year, some middle of year, or at least be introduced. Like I say, people aren't taking to 11 like as they anticipated. I think some of the deterring factors is the hardware thing. Well, you got to have this much processor and this much RAM. And,
yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. And people are a little bit strange and bothered by that. So, yeah, it should be interesting.
Well, and Doug, that goes back to the bad old days of computing, way back to, say, Windows 95 and some of those things, where it was kind of like, well, should I buy a computer right now so I can get this, and then in a year know that all this is going to be obsolete and I'm going to need to buy an old computer. And you remember those bad old days where it's kind of like, I thought we've moved beyond that. Why not just brand it Windows, fix it, and keep it running? I don't understand the Windows 8, Windows 10, Windows 11. I once again, hard to argue with Bill Gates and all his partners and what they did and all the great wealth they generated. Why don't you just scrap the numbers, put out an operating system, and leave it at that, keep it running?
I agree. I think that part of this is not long-term smart, I like to say, but just stop and consider. Everybody that had Windows XP that was happy with it, if they said, well, okay, how about $40 a year and you can keep it? I think that would have generated billions. Just a personal opinion.
Sure.
And really, we have the ability to keep that as safe as a brand new Windows, and in fact, maybe even more so. I don't understand it either. I think that they're overcomplicating the marketing and the generation of new dollars, I think. But we'll just like you said, not our place to decide. If we were, you know, if you and I were in charge, the entire world would run better. You know this.
Right, but I just don't understand this strategy. And one of the reasons that I haven't even considered a Windows machine in recent years, I just haven't. Now I have one at work, but it's because that's what we use at work, and that's the equipment that was provided. But you know, it's Mac or Chromebooks in our house. I'm sorry. Just haven't considered it because of this constant, you know, we still get calls from people from Windows 7. They like it, and they're trying to keep it running. Or Windows 8, same deal. Well, should I upgrade? And I don't really want to upgrade because I'm happy with what I've got. That's the thing I don't understand is this forced change, and beyond that, the idea that you got to buy new equipment. People don't want to do that generally.
Exactly. And well, since the innovation and release of Windows 10, we've been getting like major updates in 10 every quarter. And sometimes it all works well and sometimes it doesn't. And it does. It causes people some serious pause when they're going to go buy a new computer.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody's ever crunched the numbers or done any kind of research as to if this strategy has how much it's actually cost Microsoft. I think it might be more than anybody knows.
Yeah, and like I say, it's hard to argue with you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, one of the most successful companies in the world, but it's getting to the point where it's frustrating, where it's like Windows 11 is just coming out, and now there's, you know, there could be Windows 12, and I just think it gives people pause about, you know, jumping into it, but like I say, what do I know? Let's go back to that Cities One plumbing talk and text line and bring in Paul in Cologne. Paul, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got a question for you. I'm having some issues with my printer. I'm getting on my computer screen. It says the door is open on printer HP OfficeJet Pro 8610. But on the printer screen, it says the print head appears to be missing, not detected or incorrectly installed with an error code 0KC190, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's hardware.
What's going on?
I think that's hardware. I think it's actually the printer. And if this thing has like a cleaning cycle, I would do that. It's perhaps you need to download some firmware from HP. And it could be that you just got a damaged print head. Make sure that your cartridges are put in exact. Sometimes they'll actually come loose even when you got them snapped in the proper way. It could be a number of things. I would also take that particular printhead, and very, very carefully take a Q-tip with a little bit of alcohol, not much, and I would see if cleaning it would make it come to life, because there are sensors right where the printhead is that tells if it's working properly or not. But I'm surprised that your computer isn't picking it up. That's kind of an unusual thing. Usually, if it's on the printer, it's going to be on your software as well. That's an unusual factor right there. But and if you, that doesn't work, you give me a holler, and I'll see if I can't help you out.
Yeah, and Doug, funny this comes up because I got a call from my mom or a text, and then I talked to her this morning. And they've had their ups and downs with an Epson printer, and it's had more to do with some Wi-Fi changes at home. And I think we've got it squared away. But there's something that said, hey, we did a firmware update on this particular printer. And I think that sometimes there's confusion about, I think people understand software and hardware. And then there's this other term, firmware. Is it a big deal? Should you always take those firmware updates?
Not if it's running. It used to be you never updated ROM, read-only memory, which is firmware. This is a microchip that's programmed by the factory. And like I say, it used to be really taboo to ever change that, unless you got specific instructions from the manufacturer to do so, and lots of reasons why. And it was, today, they're updating them over the internet. I've been leery about that since it started. I can see where sometimes it might be necessary. What I really don't want to see is a company's ability to update your firmware over the internet without your knowledge. That I think, has to be some type. A monitoring has to be put in. It should be illegal. We got to know what's going on with our equipment. But if it's running good, I would not bother.
Right.
If it's going to stop your production, then you have no choice.
Yeah, and one of the things we've talked about on Tech Talk, you've heard it more than once in your life, if it's not broken, why or don't fix it?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more. This is, I think it's huge. Too many people are too busy just, let's get it done, go. And sometimes we do activity too fast. Let the computer settle a little bit. Shut it off, leave it off for a while. Drain the power. Boot it and reboot it 3-4 times and give it a chance to whatever the last install was to really take hold and adjust those dynamic link libraries in Windows and whatnot. That's a lot of things I think are happening that just shouldn't be going on.
All right, quick break. We have more coming up, including Tom from Maplewood on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. We'll do that momentarily here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug here on a spectacular Saturday in September. And the number, still valid, 651-461-9226. That is the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And Tom in Maplewood is joining us there. Tom, hello.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just had a question that I'm not too sure about on a Chromebook. If you have one that hit the AUE date and you want to upgrade it to like Brave or Firefox or the Chrome OS Flex, do you have to open up the box and take the right protect chip out?
Some you do, and most of them are merely one single screw that you take out that takes off the right protect. Now, some of these models, and again, I'm having trouble determining which models for what. There's really not a whole lot of information about this. But some of them, you actually have to leave Chrome on and add Chrome Flex or add a Linux distribution or possibly even, I like to take one of these Chromebooks, I'd like to try the Firefox OS that's on some of the tablets. I don't know how it would run, but I think pretty soon we got to start trying those. Not so many of them have that right protect anymore. This was an older technique, but even that you could bypass. Now, once you get that done, there is a whole list of steps that you can take. There's this thing called Chronos, C-H-R-O-N-O-S, that is a method to bypass some of the Chrome protections and let you have it. Big thing here is when you run a Google search on steps to find, make sure that you put in your exact model. That's going to be very, very helpful. But I can almost guarantee somebody has bypassed this, and they've written about it. That's the one thing about the internet is people are sharing, thank goodness. And I hope that helps. Wish I had more definitive to tell you, but they're all going to take a little bit of time to get done. It's going to be a learning experience, so you'll gain that no matter what happens. But I encourage you to do so. I really do.
Here's another one. Speaking of Chrome, I'm continuously getting a message on my home computer. Google Chrome not responding. When I get this message, I have to stop for a minute or two or three, and then after that I can continue. In a half-hour session, it wouldn't be unusual to see this 10 times or more.
Oof.
What could be going on?
Oh, I would completely remove that browser, 100%, and reinstall it, and if it works, okay. If it doesn't, I would completely uninstall it again. Use Geek Uninstaller. It won't take long at all. And I would install Chromium. Now, Chromium is the open source version of Chrome. Chrome today is owned by Google. There are two separate functions on your machine. And you also might want to check out Chromium Ungoogled. That's about as clean a browser as you'll find. And let's not forget about Brave. Keep in mind, Brave is built on a Chrome core. You've got all the advantages of Chrome plus. I can't say enough about that browser. But I would definitely make sure I've got Firefox installed, Brave installed, and put Chrome right next to it as well. You're probably going to open up and rock and roll. And here again, Provisor may fix this. This is a real strange anomaly that's going on. It makes me wonder if it isn't extensions. If you got a lot of extensions in Chrome, that'll affect any browser. But keep an eye on that as well. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and Doug, real quick, before we run out of time on the program, we can't stress enough multiple browsers.
Oh.
If you have a Mac, you're already getting Safari. It's on board. Adding something like Chrome or Firefox, highly recommended. And typically you get Windows Edge now on a new Windows machine. But having multiple browsers, you brought up Brave, B-R-A-V-E, great browser. There's a lot of them out there, a lot of good ones that have been around a long time.
You bet. I can't encourage this enough. It's very rare today I see a computer with one single browser, thank goodness. There's really no reason for it. If something ever gets damaged, like this Chrome that's working.
Yeah.
If you don't have another browser, you can't even get on the internet to do searches to fix it. That's incredible. And it doesn't matter if you got 4, 5, 6. They don't cost anything. You should open them up once in a while to make sure they stay up to date. But that's crucial. I think today it's absolutely crucial to have multiple browsers, minimum of 3.
Yeah. And hard to beat free.
Oh, yeah, I like that. We all like that, right?
Yeah, and Tech Talk comes your way free each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We're worth it, too.
Yeah, sports schedules permitting. Of course, by the way, Twins and Guardians again tonight. The Twins losing ground in the American League Central Division. All right, Doug, before we go, let's get that phone number and email out there.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. Phone number 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Take care. There he is, Doug Swintonheart and Tech Talk. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And by the way, if you missed part of the program today, take advantage of the free Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature. You can catch the entire hour using that Rewind feature. Or go online and find the podcast at WCCORadio.com. We have all the news and weather at 3. And then Mike Hansen will join us, the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Our roads aren't safe as they could be, and a lot of that is speed. We'll get into that with Mike coming up following the news and weather at 3 here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.